receive your life-changing, yoke-destroying word. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen. Praise God. All right. In John chapter 8, I read this to you last week, and I want to read it again. from the 36th verse, it says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free," finish it. You are free indeed. Or if you're reading the New King James Version, it says, "You shall be free indeed." Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, there's no wiggle room there. If the Son makes you free, then you are free. Amen. And if we are free, then we need to act like free people. We need to act like free children of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to review briefly here. I told you this last week, and I just want to tell you again, if you're here last week, you probably already have it in your notes. But I told you this. I said, we must realize that Jesus has set us free. So then we must be determined to walk in the freedom that he purchased for us. Hallelujah. I also told you this. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. Say that again. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus and what he has purchased for us. Amen. We're not little orphan children, lost and can't find our way. Amen. Now, having said that, let's go back to the book of James. Book of James, first chapter. Now, again, I say we must know who we are in Christ and know what he has purchased for us. But we learn from the Word of God how to walk in it, how to live a victorious life, how to live a joyful life, how to be an overcomer. You still listening? Amen. So in John chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 25 again. We read it last week. I'm going to read it to you again. James. Not John. I said John. James. We just left John, didn't we? And amen. His book is good too. All of his books are good. James chapter 25, it says, "But he," amen, I think I got to get my wife up here to help me preach, keep my verses and chapters straight. Let me slow down. How about that? James say it the way my wife says it when she called my name. James. Chapter 1. Verse 25. Y'all go ahead and give me a hand. I got it right. Amen. All right. Verse 25. It says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continue in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works, this one will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the perfect law of liberty then is the word of God. The word of God is the perfect law of liberty. Listen to this. Liberty for you and me, or we can say it this way, freedom, having been set free, is the law of God for us. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Looking into the law of liberty, God's word, what he spoke in his word is guaranteed to work for us if we will receive it by faith and walk in it and do what we're going to cover in a few minutes. Y'all still here? My point is this. Jesus Christ set us free. Jesus Christ defeated the devil. Jesus Christ rose again. Jesus Christ is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus Christ is our high priest. And we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for anything we need. And nobody in hell or anywhere else can keep us from it. Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're talking about the perfect law of liberty. I'm getting a little preachy, ain't I? But brothers and sisters, this excites me. Because I'm in this world. But I don't have to be taken down by this world. Because I'm walking in the law of liberty. If the Son, therefore, we read it, shall make you free, or if the Son, therefore, make you free, guess what? You're free indeed. We are free indeed. Glory to God. And we must never forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's John 8:36. I just quoted it. Whom the Son sets free, free indeed. Now let me ask you a question before we move on. When you look into your mirror in the morning, or whenever it is you look into your mirror, what are you looking at? I am what the word of God says I am. I can do what the word of God says I can do. So So when I look into the mirror, I have looking back at me a free man. I have looking back at me more than a conqueror. I have looking back at me a person that can do everything that God's called me to do. I can have what he wants me to have. All I have to do is believe his word and work with it. Are you still here? I have to believe his word. I have to believe his word, and I have to work with him. But too many times, we have focused so much on our failures that it's hard for us to move forward in him. All of my failures, all of my weaknesses, all of my sins were placed on Jesus at Calvary. And he took them for me so that I would not have to carry them. So then I need to act like I'm free. I need to act like I'm free. I need to walk like I'm free. I need to talk like I'm free. I need to sing like I'm free. I need to laugh like I'm free. Because I'm free. My liberty or my freedom in Christ Jesus is called the law of liberty, which means nothing the devil can do to take that away from me, because it has been established by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Hallelujah. It's been established. And all I have to do is go here and begin to glean and pull it out and walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. You know what? You can be a billionaire, but if you don't know you're a billionaire, you act like a person. You know, you may be hanging out on the street corner with a little cup begging for money because you don't know who you are, because you didn't take time to read the will. Read the will. One good thing about the will that we have as saints, you know, in the natural, in order for you to benefit from last will, testament or last will, whatever, that person have to die. The person have to die. Well, Jesus died, didn't he? Amen. He died. But here's the good thing. He didn't stay dead. He rose again to make sure that we got all that we're supposed to get if we're willing to reach out and receive it. If we're willing to reach out and take it, if we're willing to walk with him and believe his word. Hallelujah. Are you still here? And so I shared, and I told you last week, we must look into the word of God. And so I shared some things with you from Psalm 119, and that's a great chapter in the book of Psalms. As a matter of fact, I'm going back there again. Go with me. I told you last week that the 119th chapter
of Psalms is the longest chapter in Psalms. And I might need to go ahead and, well, not might, but I want to tell you this, that it's also the longest chapter in the Bible. Longest chapter in the Bible. 176 verses. And guess what it's about? It's all about the Word of God. Some folks say, all you ever talk about, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. Well, I will continue to talk about the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matter of fact, Jesus himself is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Amen.
Amen.
So he is the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's just look at a few things that will help put us over. Just from the 119th Psalm, but through all the Word of God. I'm going to go back over the ones I went last week. I just think they're so good. Remember I told you the 105th verse, 105, verse 105. I love this verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, as soon as they put it up, it's going to be out on our road sign. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. That's how the King James Version says, and a light unto my path. Don't you ever forget that. Amen. The 11th verse, read this one too. Listen to this. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Glory to God. We got to get the word of God on the inside of us. Verse 172. My tongue shall speak of your word. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
My tongue shall speak of your word. For all your commandments are righteousness. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I know I'm bouncing back. I'm not going in order necessary. I'm bouncing back and forth. It gives you a chance to travel a little bit with me. Let's flip backwards. I like this one. The 18th verse. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things from your law. Let me tell you something. When we read the Word of God, when we get the Word of God, it brings insight and revelation. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, and I believe you probably can agree with me on this one. I should say it this way. You probably have experienced this. But I have been actually just reading God's word. And it's almost like a verse or a several verses are just actually jump out from the page. It's just like, boom, because you know God is telling you something. How many of you know that God can speak to you directly from his word? Amen. Now, I want to ask this question. How many of you that's happened to you that you were reading the word of God, meditating on the word of God, and something just jumped out at you and you knew God was speaking to you personally? Raise your hand. Amen. I knew I wasn't the only one. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Drop down to the 42nd verse. I'm just sharing a few of these with you. These bless me. He's talking about the word of God here. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. Hallelujah. You have an answer for those who speak ill of you, for those who make fun of you because you love God and you love his word. God will give you an answer for them. Hallelujah. I've had it happen many, many times. And sometimes it seems like it's the hardest people. You look at them and say, man, in your mind, you're thinking, man, there's no way, man. They're out there. They're hard. They're not going to listen to anything I say. But you're carrying on the conversation with them, and all of a sudden, something will come up in your spirit, a verse, whatever, and you share it with them, and it just seems like, boom, you're hitting a brick wall. But later on, you see them, and you think, wow. And they may come back and say, man, thank you for sharing that with me. It made a difference in my life. I remember back in 72, I was in Thailand, and we were on the bus, a bunch of us airmen were on the bus. I don't remember where we were. Matter of fact, I don't remember where we were going, don't remember where we were coming from, but I happened to be seated beside this guy. He was wild, man. He was a hippie type, you know. I don't believe in this God, man, you know. And he was talking to me, I didn't even know what he meant at the time. He said, I'm an agnostic. You know, I don't believe that stuff. I don't take it serious, you know. And he was laughing and making fun of me. We seated side by side on the bus. And so I don't remember what I said, but, you know, little old me, I mean, I just said something to him from the Bible. And so everything went silent for a while. And I looked over at him, and he was completely changed. I heard what you said, man. Heard what you said. His whole demeanor changed. He said, I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about what you said. Got off the bus. I don't think I ever saw him again. I don't remember. He was an airman, but we were in different departments. So I know God touched his heart. Amen. Simply because, see, too many times we want to rely on our own ability and how. What we know, and don't get me wrong, we need to know a lot when it comes to the things of God. But when you're ministering to other people, learn to trust the Holy Spirit. And don't rely on your feelings. Let me ask this question. How many of you like to feel anointed? Well, nobody's raising a hand. I raise mine, you know. I like to feel anointed. It's a good feeling when you feel anointed. But you know what? You can't rely on that. I mean, I have over the years, and I thank God for this, and I praise God for it, And I have had the honor of laying hands on Lord knows how many people over the years, praying for their sicknesses or whatever. And not all the time, but sometimes the power of God will hit them and they'll be slain in the spirit. Nothing I did. I don't push anybody down. I don't try to put on a show. I just want to serve God. That's it. I just want to do what God wants me to do. But the anointing will hit them. Some people say, well, why do they have to fall? Well, I say it this way. When the natural, which is our own natural bodies, come in contact with the supernatural, guess what's not going to give? It's the supernatural. The body goes. But what am I saying? People are slain in the spirit, but not all that are slain in the spirit get healed. Just because they're slain in the spirit don't mean they got healed. They still have to apply their faith. Amen. And I know, and I'm not going into this tonight, but I know sometime the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be involved, the gifts of healings and so forth. That's a little different story. But normally, you know, when you come up to be prayed for, you need to be ready to release your faith as well for what you want prayer about, whether it's healing or where there's something else. Many, many times, Jesus himself, our Lord himself, would say to someone, be it unto you according to, finish it, according to your faith. Now, this is our Lord. Amen. Had the Spirit without measure. But he would tell them, be it unto you according to your faith. So we have to understand that we have to work with God. And so the anointing be strong, and when the power of God hits you, you're slain in the spirit, maybe, but you still have to release your faith to receive. You still have to release your faith to receive. We have to work with God. Amen. Amen. Are you still here? Well, all right, where did I start? Was it 18? Say that again. 42. All right. Let's drop down to verse 49. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to what? Hope. Hallelujah. The word of God brings hope. I remember reading the word of God, believing what I had read, but what I needed had not manifested at that time. But you know what? I received it by faith, and it gave me hope. I had something to look forward to. I knew some things were going to change, because it had already changed in the spirit world because of my faith. Because of my faith. It just hadn't materialized yet. But I knew it was going to materialize, and I was not going to back away from that. I was not going to lose hope, but I was going to continue to stand because I believed what he told me. I believed what he told me. I believed what his word said to me. Is there an amen out there somewhere? Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's do one more. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but we'll do one more. All righty. Praise God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read verse 49 again and read on through to verse 50. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort In what? In my affliction. For your word has given me life. This is my comfort. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. You may be going through a tough time, a hard time, but your comfort comes from his promises. Amen. What does people that are comforted do? They offer up thanksgiving. They offer up praise. They sing songs of deliverance, songs of joy. Hallelujah. If the people that do not know God can cry and grieve and mourn and be depressed, then we should be just the opposite. In the midst of the same storm. If you know God, you should be praising him and magnifying him. Remember Paul and Silas? They was in a midnight situation. Things weren't looking good at all. In the middle of the jail, all bound up, and there were other prisoners in there with them. But as far as I know from reading the scriptures, Paul and Silas, that is, they were the only ones singing and praising God in the same affliction, in the same prison cell. Matter of fact, the rest of the guys kind of looked on. Some of them were probably thinking, who are these two idiots? Look at them. They're in the center of the jail, all bound up, and they singing. They probably laughed. But I tell you one thing, when the jail doors flew open, that grin disappeared on their face. In the same situation, we should be doing just the opposite of what the world is doing. Why? Because his word is my comfort in affliction or in time of affliction, in hard times. I will praise him. I will magnify him. Oh, hallelujah. Did this bless you? Amen. I could go on and on, but I'm gonna cut it off right here. Glory to God. There's some more I want to tell you. But we're told to look into the perfect law of liberty. And I want to say this in closing. You can be free. It don't matter where you are. Because when you get free on the inside, it will change things on the outside. Glory to God. Too many times, folks are complaining about what's on the outside and not giving any attention to what God's already given us. Do you know, and I'm closing, let's go back to Paul and Silas a moment. Do you know, had they chosen not to praise God and worship God in that situation, wonder how long they'd have been in there. No telling. Amen. And I'm not saying if you're incarcerated and you love God and you're praising God, I'm not saying your jail doors are going to fly open, because you're probably there for a good reason. And you got to do your time, but these were innocent men. But because they chose in their time of affliction to stand on God's word and bless his name, God showed up. And because they, listen to this, I'm closing. And because they chose to do that, folk got saved. The jailer and his family got saved. But what if Paul had looked over at Silas, or maybe Silas looked over at Paul, because Paul was probably the leader. Look what a mess you got us in. I told you to shut up, but no, you wouldn't listen. You had to keep mouthing and mouthing and mouthing. Now look at us. We're here in jail, all bound. Now, that wasn't the attitude that he had. His attitude was, let's bless the Lord. And Paul said many, many times that the King James Version says slave of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or you can say it this way, a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul was saying, look, brothers, sisters, I am committed and I am a free man. No matter what happens to me on the outside, I am a free man. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love, your grace. Thank you for the law of liberty that you have given to us, that we can walk in as free men and women.